Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidinil mustafa sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'd. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We are discussing the different ayat in the Quran Sharif, or few of those ayat in the Quran Sharif wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises or speaks about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this particular ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنِوا وَلَا مُؤْمِنَا إِذَا قَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. It is not proper, it is not allowed for any mu'min man or woman to exercise any choice in their affairs when Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have already decided a matter. When Allah Pak and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have decided a matter, then man has got no choice. Man cannot say, it's my life, it's not your life, it's not my life. It's a life that has been given to us to use by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it was our life, then why is it at the time of death we cannot extend that life? So it shows that life don't belong to us. It's not our life. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's life that has been given to us to use for a period of time. So with regards to that life, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decrees a matter, then man got no choice in it. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. And that person who disobeys Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has certainly deviated in a clear manner. So see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised the maqam and the status of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in this section of the Quran Sharif, in the 22nd Sipara, what we read today in the Taraweeh, there are many, many ayat with regards to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally. And we find here, like for example, this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ مِنْ حَرَجٍ فِي مَا فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. There is no problem upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for him. In other words, there are certain ahkam which are exclusively for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Certain things are permissible exclusively for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Example, having more than 4 wives. This was exclusive to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunnatullahi fil ladhina khalaw min qabl. This is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to those also that passed before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the other Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. They too were given certain privileges that were not given to the rest of the ummah. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قَدَرًا مَقْدُورًا. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. Allah Pak's command is something that is decreed. In another ayat, just after one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any men from amongst you. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not the father of any men. He was the father of some sons. 3 sons, but they all passed away in infancy. They were not men. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any men amongst you. But, walakin Rasulallah. Now amongst the Arabs, it was regarded as like a very bad thing if you got no male offspring. You got no sons. Who's going to carry your name? Who's going to take your name? Who's going to carry your mission forward if you got no sons? So see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it so beautifully. That Definitely, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not a father of any men amongst you. But Rasulullah, he is the Rasul of Allah. In other words, he is the spiritual father of every one of you. He is the spiritual father of each and every one of you. He may not be the biological father of any man, but he is the spiritual father of each and every ummati. And which person can say that their awlad, their sons, have done such a service to them like the ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have done for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which biological son has served his father as the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala whom served Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which father can say that, no, I got such a son? Wa khatam al-nabiyyin, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of all the anbiya alayhi musallatu wa salam. So here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is praising Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's talking about this father and son. Today most of you must have heard that the father of Mufti Ibrahim Sanaji Sahib, the principal of Talimuddin, he passed away today. The father passed away. Mufti Sahib's father passed away. Now, he was quite old also, Mufti Sahib's father, but alhamdulillah, still fit, still walk, come for all his namazes and everything. When he passed away, so the thought that came in my mind is, look what an asset he left behind for himself. What an asset he left behind for himself. You take Mufti Ibrahim Sahib, in his early years, he gave so much of time to tabligh. In his early years, he was very active in the field of tabligh. Then after that, he got involved in the Darul Uloom. And then what khidmat he has made there in the Darul Uloom. And now he is more involved in ta'neem and in tasawuf. That is more his line now. His ta'neem, the Darul Uloom, teaching. And then he is involved in tasawuf. So many people have bay'at to him. So many people have changed their lives via his advices and his nasihat. And then there's so many hundred students that are studying there. So many are qualifying and, you know, qualifying there as huffaz, as ulama, as qurra from the madrasa. Now that is an asset. That is a real asset. That we must have that type of hope that our children grow up to be like that. That they grow up and they take to deen. Because that will really benefit us after we pass away. Other things, we can just hope that the child will benefit us in this way or that way. But if our child is on deen, then after we pass away, we know that we have left behind some great asset. Great asset. And today the main fikr is Rosie. When I say Rosie, now what's going to happen now? If you take him out of school, put him down, what's going to happen? And unfortunately our yaqeen has become so weak. I mean, every one of us, this is our weakness. I'm not telling you as I'm telling you because I'm in front of your eyes. So I left school in standard 4. Standard 4 I came out of school. The other grades I did in school was all through correspondence. For standard 4 I left school and went to Darul Uloom. And alhamdulillah, up to today, there's not a day went by that I wanted to eat something and there was no food. There's not a day went by that I needed a shelter over my head and I never have a shelter. And there's not a day went by that I needed clothes on my body and I never had the clothes. So who is the provider? Is it the school? Is it the degree? Is it the job? Or is it Allah? Who gives shifa? Is it the hospital? Now the nurses are all on strike. So why all the patients never die there in the hospital? How come they're all still living? All those bypass patients that you have to have a bypass now and now. You don't have a bypass, you'll die. Now how come they're all living? Why they all never die? Shifa don't come from all that. Those are just a means. All that is a means. Everything is from Allah. But we have become so engrossed in this that no, child has to have something, has to have. Yes, every child can't go and become a Maulana, every child can't go and become a Qari Sahib. Some will become doctors, some will become engineers, some will become businessmen. All the different fields, everything is required. But what I am saying is, if we leave behind a son who will take to deen, in whichever field he may be working, but if he takes to deen, then we have left behind an asset. Because every time he opens the Quran Sharif, we will get sawab. Every time he reads namaz, we will get sawab. Every time he reads one subhanallah, we will get sawab. Any good deed he does, we will get the sawab. So we must make this dua for our children. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbi ja'alni muqeem as-salah wa min durriyati. O Allah, make me a person who is paban on my namaz and also my children, my progeny also. So that is the real asset. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guide us, guide our children and our grandchildren and our progenies to come. So continuing with these ayat, now few ayat down, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nabi, O my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily we have sent you, inna arsalnaka, verily we have sent you shahida, we have sent you as a witness. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a witness over the people. Then wa mubashshira, we have sent you as a bearer of glad tidings, that you must go and tell my believing bandas that all your efforts will not go in vain. There is a Jannat waiting for you. There is an Allah waiting to spoil you. There is an Allah waiting to spoil you. Every Ramadan Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is decorating Jannat. For whom? For his believing bandas. The different resorts and different holiday destinations, they say, we take care of your every need. And come and spoil yourself. And different, you know, catch phrases they have. But what they really want is all the money from your pocket. Then they'll talk to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the life. Then he gives us the time and the tawfiq to do good. And then in lieu of what he gave us, he rewards us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands best what we want, what our desires are. Allah understands best. The restaurant can say, we will tantalize your taste buds. But you go there and after that maybe you'll be looking for Enos and you'll be looking for I don't know what and what, or you know, you'll be looking for laxative, your stomach is upset because one man's taste is another man's poison. Somebody may like it, somebody may not like it, somebody likes spicy food, somebody likes bland food. Now that restaurant doesn't know exactly what your taste is, but Allah knows. So only Allah can spoil you. Only Allah can really fulfill each and every desire of ours. Nobody else can do it. So wait for that. Have little bit sabr and wait for that. This is the glad tidings that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. All this effort is not for nothing. The shunning the West, shunning the fashion industry, shunning gunas, shunning the illicit beloveds, well, it's for nothing. It's not for nothing. Only a fool will do it for nothing. It's not for nothing. These are the glad tidings that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. That, O mu'min, there's great things waiting for you. There's wonderful things waiting for you. This dunya, you haven't seen anything yet. Some of those holiday phrases, they tell you that too. You ain't seen nothing yet. Say, ain't seen nothing yet. That is the reality with regards to what Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the glad tidings that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. In this dunya we ain't seen nothing yet. Ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar. that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has even perceived. This is the glad tidings that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. And then on the other hand, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is nadira. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a warner that the person who is committing guna, the person who is breaking the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then for that also, any punishment in this dunya is nothing in comparison to the punishment and the torture and the persecution that is awaiting the person in the qabr and then awaiting the person in the fires of Jahannam. You know, I was many, many times, my Shaykh Azmaz Patel Sahab Dawan Barakatum, he always talks about this interest, lending on interest. And I sometimes sit in the majlis and I think, but Hazrat, this thing is not happening in the Ummat. This thing is not happening in the Ummat anymore. I mean, people, they know now that, I mean, to lend money, on one is, yes, people get involved in, a person wants to buy one car, you get involved with the bank, paying interest, he wants to buy one house sometime, he gets, no, I'm not going into that masla, but I'm talking about where a Muslim is lending money on interest. But just the other day, really shocking, where one brother actually came and told me that he is in this type of a predicament and he took a loan from a certain Muslim brother and that person is charging him certain percent. So I'm telling him, but Muslims do this. He said, well, no, there's a lot like this. There's a lot of people like this. They lend you money, but on interest. So this is a very, very grave warnings with regards to these type of things. We must abstain from all these type of gunas. So continuing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuing the description of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the praise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَدَّعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a caller to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the command of Allah Pak. The worth of a person, the worth of the person will be gauged by whom he is working for. That is the worth of that person. You get a salesman in the motor car industry, so you ask him, where are you working? So if he says, no, I'm working for Garden City. So now he's, oh, he's top city. He's working for Garden City. You know? He's working for this city or that city. I'm not promoting Mercedes-Benz. I'm just giving an example. So the person, now you say he's a salesman, you ask him which company, they say, no, around the corner there's one. So now you think, Hamja, no? He's a Hamja salesman he is. But if you give some big name, now you... Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Is there anything greater than Allah? Is there any greater act than this? That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Pak is giving him the certificate that you are calling towards me. Nothing else. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِي. And by my permission, by my command, you are calling towards me. And not only that, وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an illuminating lantern. That lantern that came into the dunya when the dunya was hallowing in darkness. Darkness of shirk, darkness of zulam, darkness of kufr. So much of darkness upon darkness upon darkness. Bloodshed was taking place. Immorality, barbarism. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came like a wonderful spring rain. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came like a light and shed light. Now imagine in the third sipara we just did this morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum minal zulumati ila nur. That Allah Pak is the guardian of those who have brought iman. He takes them out of darkness, he puts them into light. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's calling him wasirajam munira, and an illuminating lantern. This was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Now Allah Pak is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give glad tidings to my believing bandas بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا كَبِيرًا, that for them from Allah there is a great bounty, not just fadla, but fadlan kabira, a great bounty awaits them from their Allah. But wala tuti' al kafirin wal munafiqin, do not obey the kuffar, do not obey the munafiqin, wada' azahum, ignore their harassment. They call the ladies ninjas. If you wear pants above the ankle, they call you running short of material. Different things. A person got his big beard, they say you rebecked. Different things they call. No problem. Let them harass. وَدَعْ أَذَاهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, you have your gaze upon Allah. Have your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as our karsaz. You know wakil, what is wakil? Wakil, what is a wakil sahab? They say wakil sahab. He's an attorney. What is an attorney? The attorney is the one who fights your case for you. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient to fight your case. You put your hands in Allah, Allah will take care of your case.